All right, I need you to think about rhythm games for a second.
Like Guitar Hero,
Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah, or if you want something more recent, Crypt of the Necro Dancer, Hi-Fi Rush, games where every action you take has to land on the beat. You swing your sword on beat, you move on beat, you dodge on beat, and if you miss, damage penalty, reduced effectiveness. Maybe you just stand there like an idiot while a skeleton caves your face in.
I have stood there like an idiot in Necro Dancer more times than I'd like to admit.
Right, now here's the thing. Your body is running that exact same system. Every single day, every organ, every hormone, every immune cell in your body is operating on a beat. And when you miss the beat, when you eat at the wrong time, sleep at the wrong time, take your medication at the wrong time, your body takes the damage penalty. And I mean real, measurable, sometimes life-threatening damage.
Okay, so we're not talking about vibes here. We're talking about an actual biological clock.
An actual biological clock. And not just one clock. You have clocks in your liver, your kidneys, your gut, your heart, basically every organ, but they're all synchronized by a master clock. This tiny cluster of about 20,000 neurons called the suprachiasmatic nucleus, the SEN, it sits in your hypothalamus, and it is, I'm not exaggerating, the conductor of your entire biological orchestra.
20,000 neurons. That's nothing.
Your brain has like 86 billion.
Each side of the SEN is about 0.3 cubic millimeters. It's a speck. A grain of sand with delusions of grandeur. And this speck is coordinating your feeding schedule, your body temperature, your hormone release, your immune function, your metabolism. It does this through neural signals and by telling the pineal gland when to release melatonin. It is the tiniest rhythm game server you've ever seen. And it's running the most important multiplayer session of your life.
So what happens if you just break it?
Great question. There was this incredible experiment where researchers took SCN tissue from one strain of hamster, a strain that naturally ran on a different circadian period, and transplanted it into a different hamster. The recipient adopted the donor's rhythm. The clock is literally transferable tissue. You can swap the beat.
That is horrifying and amazing at the same time.
Welcome to chronobiology. And here's where it gets Nobel Prize level interesting. In 1984, three researchers, Jeffrey Hall, Michael Rospech, and Michael Young, figured out the actual molecular mechanism behind this clock. They discovered something called the period gene, and they found it in fruit flies.
Of course it was fruit flies. It's always fruit flies.
The same tiny flies hovering around your bananas right now. Yeah. They found that this gene produces a protein called period that accumulates in your cells at night. It teams up with another protein called timeless, great name, by the way. They enter the cell nucleus together, and then period inhibits its own gene, shuts itself off. The protein degrades during the day, the gene starts up again, protein accumulates again at night, and the whole cycle takes roughly 24 hours. It's a negative feedback loop. They won the Nobel Prize for this in 2017. And this same mechanism runs in nearly every cell in your body.
So every cell has its own little metronome ticking away.
Every cell is playing the rhythm game. And we actually knew biological clocks were internal way before the molecular proof. A French scientist named Jean-Jacques Dordas de Meyrin noticed back in 1729 that a mosa plant's leaves still open and closed on schedule even in complete darkness. No sunlight. The plant kept its own time. It took over 200 years to find the mechanism. But the observation was sitting right there in the 18th century.
A plant told us in 1729 and we still haven't figured it out. That's peak humanity.
Peak humanity. Now, the rhythm game metaphor explains the synchronization beautifully. But to understand what's actually happening at the practical, medical level, I need you to think about a different game. Persona.
Persona like Persona 5. The calendar system.
Exactly. In Persona, your day is divided into time slots. Morning, afternoon, evening, night. Different actions are available in different slots. You can only study at night. You can only train in the afternoon. You can only hang out with certain confidants in the evening. Try to do the wrong thing in the wrong time slot, and the game either won't let you or you get reduced stat gains.
I mean, yeah, the entire game is about optimizing your daily planner, min-maxing your social calendar.
Your body works the same way, and this is where it gets medically important. Your liver, your kidneys, your stomach, they all process drugs on a schedule. Drug absorption, metabolism, elimination, all of it fluctuates throughout the day. The same dose of the same drug can be significantly more or less effective depending on when you take it. This is called chronopharmacology, and it is real science with Nobel-level backing.
Wait, so take your medicine at the same time every day that's actually about something deeper than just remembering.
It's important to be consistent, but here is the thing most people don't hear. Take it at the same time every day is lazy advice. The real question is which time, and almost nobody optimizes for it. A review of 41 chronotherapy studies found that 2/3 of them supported timing-dependent drug effectiveness. Evening aspirin shows higher platelet inhibition than morning aspirin. Cancer immunotherapy administered earlier in the day shows significantly improved efficacy across multiple cancer types.
So you're telling me we have the research saying when you take the drug matters almost as much as what drug you take, and most doctors just aren't using it?
Most prescriptions completely ignore timing. The bottle says take once daily and that's it. No time slot optimization. It's like playing Persona and randomly selecting actions with zero regard for what time of day it is. You get terrible stat gains.
Your Persona run would be a disaster.
Catastrophic Persona run. Now, I want to shift metaphors one more time, because I need to talk about what happens when your whole rhythm falls apart. And for that, I need buff and debuff timers, like in an MMO.
Okay, I play FF Civ, so hit me with it.
Perfect. Every morning, your body applies a cortisol buff. Attack power up, alertness up, blood pressure increased. Your cardiovascular system is gearing up for the day. That's your morning buff. It gradually fades over the afternoon.
And melatonin is like a sleep heal over time.
Melatonin is your nighttime OT. It ticks in gradually, signaling every system to enter recovery mode. But here's the debuff that nobody talks about. Every morning, alongside that cortisol attack buff, you also pick up a vulnerability debuff. Your blood is thicker in the morning, more prone to clotting. Adrenaline is surging. Heart attacks are 3 times more likely in the morning than in the late evening.
3 times.
3 times. Your cardiovascular system is essentially a loaded spring every morning, and there's another critical buff that's supposed to run during sleep. Your blood pressure naturally dips 10 to 20% while you're sleeping. That dip is like a defensive cooldown. It's essential maintenance. When that dipping pattern breaks, which is super common in shift workers, your risk of heart attack, stroke, and kidney damage skyrockets.
This reminds me of the episode we did about your brain pressure washing itself during sleep.
The glymphatic system.
Episode 119. Yeah, and that's exactly the connection I want to make. Remember how we told you your brain has a cleaning cycle that only runs during sleep? Turns out every organ in your body has its own clock-gated process like that. The glymphatic flush is one circadian mechanism. Blood pressure dipping is another. And your gut microbiome, which, by the way, has its own circadian rhythm, is yet another. Researchers are calling it the chronobiome. This whole axis where your gut bacteria fluctuate throughout the day, synchronizing nutrient processing, immune surveillance, even neural signaling.
My gut bacteria are on a schedule.
Your gut bacteria are absolutely on a schedule. And when the schedule gets disrupted, shift work, chronic jet lag, irregular sleep, the chronobiome axis starts breaking down, which is one of the pathways linking circadian disruption to obesity, metabolic syndrome, and type 2 diabetes.
How widespread is this problem? Like, how many people are actually getting hit by this?
Over 15 million US workers are on shift or irregular schedules, and chronic circadian disruption is linked to obesity, metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, depression, anxiety, and increased cancer risk, particularly breast and prostate cancer. The World Health Organization classifies night shift work as a probable carcinogen.
Night shifts are a probable carcinogen.
That should be a way bigger deal than it is.
It should be enormous. We treat it like a scheduling inconvenience. It's a public health crisis hiding in plain sight. We acknowledge the carcinogenic classification and then staff hospitals, factories, and emergency services around the clock with minimal circadian-aware scheduling. In MMO terms, we're sending people into the hardest rate content with all their buffs expired and a full stack of vulnerability debuffs active.
When you frame it that way, it's actually awful.
And remember our ADHD episode back in episode 48?
Yeah, what's the connection?
ADHD is associated with a delayed circadian phase, night owl chronotype, which means people with ADHD are statistically more likely to be biologically wired for later sleep and wake times. And then we force them into 8 a.m. school schedules and 9 to 5 jobs, creating chronic circadian misalignment on top of everything else they're dealing with.
So when people say, just go to bed earlier, they are basically telling someone to override their genetics through willpower.
That's exactly it. Chronotypes, morning person versus night owl, are largely heritable. It's in your DNA. And yet schools, workplaces, and social norms are all built around the early riser schedule. Night owls face forced circadian misalignment their entire lives. It's not a discipline problem. It's a biology problem the world refuses to accommodate.
I feel so validated right now.
I've been saying this for years.
The science has your back. And speaking of messing with the clock, let's talk about the single dumbest circadian assault we inflict on ourselves as a nation every year. Daylight saving time.
Oh no, here we go.
1 hour. That's all DST shifts. 1 single hour. And that 1 hour causes a 24% spike in heart attacks on the following Monday. A 6% increase in fatal car crashes that week. And 8% higher stroke rates in the first 48 hours after the change.
From 1 hour.
From 1 hour. Go back to the rhythm game. Even a slight tempo change throws everything off beat. Your FCN is trying to keep 37 trillion cells synchronized. And we just shifted the entire BPM overnight. The Sunshine Protection Act, which would make DST permanent and eliminate the clock change, keeps stalling in Congress.
The data is right there and Congress is just not doing it.
The data's been there for years, and the frontier right now is actually really exciting. Researchers are mapping how gut bacteria rhythms interact with drug metabolism and immune function. AI wearables are enabling personalized chronotype tracking. Apple Watch, Aura Ring, Whoop, they're all incorporating circadian data. Time-restricted eating, which is basically circadian-aligned eating, keeps showing metabolic benefits in clinical trials. And NASA has been deep in this for decades because astronauts on the ISS experience 16 sunrises per day.
16 sunrises a day.
16 completely obliterates your natural light cues. They now use special LED lighting systems on the space station to simulate proper day and night cycles and keep the crew's rhythms intact.
Even in space, the rhythm game keeps running.
The rhythm game never stops. That's really the takeaway. Your body isn't a machine running the same way around the clock. It's a rhythm game where every process, every organ, every cell is hitting on a beat. And the more we align our behavior with that beat, when we eat, when we sleep, when we take our medicine, when we exercise, the better every system performs. Miss the beat, and the penalty stack. Not metaphorically, clinically.
This is one of those episodes where I'm going to completely rethink my daily routine and then give up after 3 days.
That's valid. But maybe just start with one thing. Pay attention to when you take your meds. Ask your doctor about timing. It might matter way more than you think.
Alright, so what's next?
So we talked about how your body runs on this incredibly precise internal clock, and how shift workers and night owls are basically fighting against it constantly. Next time I want to go deeper on the sleep science side, specifically dreams, because it turns out dreaming isn't random. Your brain is running a very specific computational process during REM sleep that looks a lot like how machine learning models train overnight. There's a whole theory that dreams are essentially your brain's training data pipeline, and the neuroscience behind it is wild.
Our brains are running batch jobs while we sleep.
I need the episode immediately.
We're going to build it. Until then, stay on beat.
Stay on beat, everybody.
See you next time.